Exclusive, Pence, only thing standing between America and agenda of far left is 4 more years of President Donald Trump. By Matthew Boyle on July 10, 2020. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Vice President Mike Pence told Breitbart News exclusively that the only thing standing between America and the radical agenda of the far left is a second term for President Donald Trump. The only thing standing between the American people and the agenda of the far left is 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House, Pence told Breitbart News on his and Trump's campaign bus here in Pennsylvania on Thursday. I really believe that the American people know our president is a fighter and, as he said when he stood before Mount Rushmore, we're going to fight for our military. We're going to fight for a strong economy. We're going to fight for all the liberties and values the American people cherish most. But also we're going to fight for America. We're going to fight for all of the values and ideals and traditions of this country. Which, again, to hear Joe Biden talk is too, he speaks about transforming America. President Donald Trump and I in our first 3 years, we were renewing America. We were making America great again and building on the foundation of all that's best about this country. But Joe Biden is driven by the agenda of the radical left. It's an agenda to transform America. The vice president continued, I just saw where Bernie Sanders said that Joe Biden could be the most progressive president since FDR. When you have the enthusiasm of a socialist who ran for president, when you have the enthusiastic support of people who want to crush this economy with more taxes and more regulation, I think this is a freedom-loving country and the American people are going to choose freedom on November 3 when they vote to re-elect President Donald Trump. Pence's interview came on his first campaign bus tour since the coronavirus pandemic, where he conducted a number of events in the Keystone State as presumptive 2020 Democrat nominee former Vice President Joe Biden also campaigned in Pennsylvania on Thursday. The full interview will air on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel on Saturday morning. Breitbart News accompanied the vice president to Pennsylvania and back to the nation's capital on Air Force 2 for the interview and campaign events. Breitbart News Saturday airs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. ET on Sirius XM Channel 125, The Patriot Channel. Pence conducted a fundraiser in the Lancaster area upon arriving in the state, then a roundtable with local business leaders at the headquarters of a recipient of a Paycheck Protection Program, PPP. Loan in Malvern, then on to Philadelphia where the vice president spoke at a Back the Blue rally at a Fraternal Order of Police lodge with a packed house of police officers cheering him and Trump on. It's great, Pence said when asked how it felt to be back on the campaign bus after the pandemic limited campaigning for months. The enthusiasm is really overwhelming and we just see the crowds out on the street. To hear the enthusiasm from people for what this president has been able to do, not just in our first 3 years but the foundation that he poured in this economy, which is now making it possible for us to be opening up America again. People know we need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House and I'm glad to be back in Pennsylvania sharing that story. The first part of the Pence interview, which Breitbart News published on Thursday, focused on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's comments this week wherein she brushed off vandals who tore down a statue of Christopher Columbus in Baltimore by force. Pence said Pelosi's comments represented a surrender to the mob.